And I'm now going to welcome an artist who's one of the participants in the International New Media Festival Currents. Welcome to Robert Drummond, a local video installation and all-around video artist. I'm not even sure quite how to describe him, but we'll talk more about that. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Diana. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Great.
I had the privilege of getting a sneak preview of the piece you'll be exhibiting tonight at El Museo. It's called Wave Field. And can you tell us a little bit about the piece?
Absolutely. Wave Field is a interactive audio installation. And I'm going to give you the technical aspects first,
okay.
So it's kind of a mouthful. But it's an interactive audio installation that utilizes ultrasonic speakers and a parabolic reflector, along with an automated lighting system and interactive sensors, basically Kinect sensors. And that's the big technical spiel. But basically what it is a large room that you walk into. It sort of drapes like a tented area. And as you walk in, you see these lights that are synchronized to the movement and the sound that is occurring within the space. And so my job as a media artist is to basically go into a space and be an architect. This is a live location. I love it.
Right.
Thanks for waking me up on my birthday, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And so you go into this space.
It's okay.
Okay.
We're used to it. The listeners can still hear you.
You go into the space, and it picks you. The sensors pick you up and assign you a sound. And so you walk around, and you start to modulate and manipulate that sound just by moving. And as you move from one area of the installation to another area of the installation, you start to blend sounds and control them, sort of create your own natural audio output. Now, the source material is really interesting for these sounds because a lot of them were recorded in New Mexico on location, where I took a field recording kit out and went to, like, the Santa Fe River. And let me tell you, I got an interesting sound the other day, which was recording the Santa Fe River, actually, the diversion dam drinking the water from the Santa Fe River. So,
a rare occurrence, or?
Well, I think it's happening every day.
Okay. You didn't get much water running, though, did you?
No, there's a bit of water out there, which made me happy. But I was recording at the diversion dam, and I was listening to this water sound, and I started to realize that that's the sound of a city drinking. And it's just really fascinating.
But when all that sounds very impressive, and it is impressive, but when I saw the installation, I was just impressed and surprised at what I saw because I couldn't tell what was going on until I actually went in there and walked around and, as you said, interacted with the piece and, as you said, saw how it responded to the things I did. It's definitely an interactive piece where people enter a kind of constructed field, a wave field, and experience the piece and kind of have to figure out what's going on themselves. So it requires something of the viewer, maybe a little more than traditional paintings or sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and there's going to be a little bit of an explanation for people when they walk into the exhibit to sort of explain how it works. Sometimes with interactive exhibits, people will walk through them and not really understand what's happening. They won't be aware of the triggers. It does require a little bit more. I mean, you know, often when people are walking through museums, they'll look at the placard first to see if they recognize the artist, and if they don't, they'll just sort of avoid the painting and move on to the next one until they find a name that they can gravitate towards.
Right.
And this is a little bit more of a work experience where you have to, not work, but a connected experience where you have to listen to the piece and really understand what you're doing to it and pay attention to that to deliberately create something from it.
I'd almost call it a play experience, in fact. I watched a bunch of adults in it and a couple of kids. I don't know if in it is the correct term, but experiencing it. And it really brings out people's playfulness and curiosity, I noticed.
And then, and people have to work together inside of an interactive installation if they want to try to create something beautiful, especially in terms of sound. The sound is such a multi-layered, delicate, and emotional field to work in. Once you sort of realize your sound in the piece and start to craft it, you have to understand what's going on with someone else's sound in the room. And when people walk across from you, can actually jump somebody else's sound and take it.
How long have you been working on the piece?
Wayfield's been in the plans now for I think about 5 months. And it's had several other great people. I had Jim Bell down from Montreal working on programming. David Merrill at Site Santa Fe helped do industrial design on the reflector panel. And that's been really helpful because when the sound bounces across the room now, you don't know where it's coming from. It sort of surrounds you. And then you think it's coming from one direction, but it's actually coming from 180 degrees, the opposite direction. And so it's really made the piece complete, I think. It's tightened up. You should come see it again.
I will do that. It's really hard to explain the piece. I know listeners might be a bit puzzled, but what I say is come see it, and it will experience it for yourself, I guess, is the way to say it.
Yeah, come listen.
What is your background? Do you have sound, audio, lighting? You have all that.
I've spent about in the neighborhood of 14, 15 years as a installation video artist. So I've been working with installation, single-channel, multi-channel installations, public artworks. I've done several permanent public artworks for cities like Virginia Beach, and I'm working on a project right now for the city of Los Angeles. It's another installation using single-channel video, and I bridged then into multi-channel video, and after that, I started experimenting with interactive last year, so I had a piece with Isaiah 2012 that was called District in Albuquerque, and that went really well, so I kind of continued on the interactive vein.
Is Santa Fe a big interactive art hotspot? Do we have a good interactive scene or new media scene?
It's becoming that way. I mean, Currents has really built it up completely. I was on that first show they were talking about in 2002.
Really?
And I've watched the whole city come around since then, and it's been really great to be a part of it.
We should mention you're a local artist, a Northern New Mexico artist. Your studio is in Mora?
No, my studio is in Santa Fe.
Okay, got it. His studio is in Santa Fe. And do you get other things out of the festival? Is it interesting for you to meet the other artists participating and see what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's at this point, it's sort of a lot of usual suspects. So it's wonderful to have this community. It's become an international community of characters that come together every year to see this. And we've all started to build bonds with each other and exchange information, and it's one of the few times all year long that I can actually sit down with somebody and talk about interactive programming and, you know, have a beer and geek out on these things that are, you know, normally in New Mexico we're thinking about the wood and the water and the trucks and, and the horses and all these things, and
right.
It's nice to sort of sit down and really talk about interactive technology and the future of video art, because all these people are pretty key players, I think, as we move forward.
Where are some other cities that are the centers for video art, new media art? Los Angeles, I would think.
Los Angeles, which is where I'm from originally, or before this. And Montreal has become a really, really, really hot spot. They have video festivals like all year long. I've been interested in getting up there and checking that out. New York has a very vibrant interactive scene. That's where some of the mainline programmers are that are the international hits. And
do you do any programming yourself, or are you more the visualizer?
I do. I do experiment in programming, but I, you know, mainly my training is in film and video and audio. And so I'm really best at building installations and kind of creating scenarios and doing the interrelation with government and public art and creating the pieces and then bringing in key players to help. Because the things that I'm constructing they're a little bit too complicated for just one person. It needs a team to make them, and so I'm usually directing that team and bringing it forward.
And tonight at El Museo, will your piece be inside or outside?
My piece is inside, and come look for it because it's sort of stashed in the corner over by one of the offices. A good thing to look for is the trees. You can actually go. El Museo has all these wild set pieces, old set pieces from the opera inside of it. So if you look under the trees, you'll kind of find your way through the forest, and that's where my enchanted piece is. It's kind of like a Sahara tent. It's pretty bizarre.
Well, I encourage people to come out and see it, to experience it. And I want to say thanks to Robert Drummond for being here. If people want to find out more about your art or see some examples and learn about you, I believe they can go to robertdrummond.com.
Two M's.
Two M's, D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D. All right, well, thanks so much for being here, Robert.
Thanks, Di. You're really good at this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good luck tonight, and I hope to see you, if not tonight, this weekend.
Cheers.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a break in a minute, and when we come back, I will have Rob DeWalt with us. We will be talking about Speaking of the Arts, the weekly segment where we fill Santa Feans on great things to do this weekend, what's up and coming, and what you don't want to miss. Please stay tuned.